Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. Today on the podcast, we have Christine McAllister. She's been on our show before, but if you haven't heard of her, she's an entrepreneur, business coach, and the author of the number one bestseller, The Income Replacement Formula, Seven Simple Steps to Doing What You Love and Making Six Figures from Anywhere.
Woo!
She's been featured on Inc., Business Insider, The Huffington Post, and the Entrepreneur on Fire podcast. Christine helps high achievers all over the world to replace their incomes or continue to build or continue to see future
growth. Be awesome.
Right. All the things. Tell us a little bit about today's show.
Yeah. Today we are giving you a look behind the scenes on what the heck is group coaching versus courses versus one-on-one coaching support. And when does it make sense for you to choose one over the other? How to really establish expectations and our own experiences with all of those things. So I think today is a really fun, just like chill conversation about the opinions that we have, the experience that we have through our own investments, through seeing our students' progress, through Christine working one-on-one with people. And I think it might help you give some insight if you are currently asking the question, do I need a course right now or a coach? We've seen that kind of question pop up in our group often. And so if that's on your mind right now, then just sit tight because we are just going to hash out some stuff. If you have an opinion after today's episode, please head over to Instagram and go to @BossProject and DM us. I want to hear your experiences with coaches, programs, courses, and everything in between. And if you have a really cool takeaway that or a reframe that you want to share with our listeners, we will share that over on our stories. So as they pop into your brain, go share them on Instagram, buckle down, give this one a listen, and we'll chat with you guys later. Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Strategy Hour podcast. We are here with our good friend, Christine. You have heard her voice in your ear holes before.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for coming back on the show. We're so excited to have you.
Me too.
You guys, I'm wearing my Invisalign trays on this episode because I've been a bad Invisalign person and haven't been wearing them as much as I should. So if you hear me lisp or like suck up my spit, you're welcome. I'm doing that specifically for you guys. But today, I'm really excited to have this conversation. We were chatting before we hit record, kind of just about what we wanted to share with you guys today. And it's going to be a little bit of like kind of personal story and a little bit of just what our stances are and our own expertise. But we're kind of talking about the world of group programs, one-on-one coaching, courses. When does one make sense over the other, and how can they help you, and what do we prefer? What have we used? I think just kind of letting you in on the conversation of not only our own opinion about what you might need at the place that you are right now, but also giving you a little bit of peek behind the curtain about what we've utilized in the past, because I mean, everyone's nosy and we all want to know those things about each other, but I think you'll be interested on some of our opinions and some of our takes. So group coaching, one-on-one coaching, this world that we live in where I feel like everyone needs it, everyone wants it, but not everyone really knows the best way to utilize it or at the right times. What's your opinion on that, Christine?
I completely agree. I think that most of us who are participants in some kind of coaching, we typically start through some kind of a group coaching process, whether it's like a small short one or a longer term one. I know that that was my experience, that I got introduced to this world through a group program that I loved and that I used for what it was to get the results that I had signed up for. And I took it as far as I could go with it. And there was a point at which I realized I was showing up to the calls and always asking for the next strategy and never like getting naked on the call. I heard these other people in the program show up and like cry and talk about their deep inner issues. And that was never going to be me.
Makes me cringe.
Right? I mean, that's Abby.
Oh, I definitely remember crying.
In front of other humans.
I got in front of a room of people and I was like,
ugly cried. Kim Kardashian ugly like, cried.
What do you think? 25 people?
It was a lot.
And straight up bawled. And it was like about my inner child and like trauma I had been through. And people were like concerned about me for months after that.
Well, and I, and Christine knows this because we're the same person. As soon as I see someone else cry, I shut down completely. And I just start don't care about anything in the world in this moment because someone else is crying and it makes me really uncomfortable. So I was just staring at her. I'm her business partner, staring at her from across the room, just like, I don't know what's happening right now. Drinking my coffee.
Rocking in the corner.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't. Completely. And I, you know, if you've listened to our first episode, I speak publicly about my own trauma and the losses that I've been through and grief and all of that. And I'm able to do it without breaking down. People are like, I don't know how you do it. I'm like, that's who I am. Like, that's how I show up in a room full of people. Right. That's what I make accessible. And so it, you know, back to the group coaching thing, I'd be like, what do you think I should do with my email list? What should I be for my opt-in? Whatever. It was never like, here are the ways that I'm holding myself back. Like, or I think we need to talk about how I feel like I'm not enough or whatever the thing is. Help me figure out how I'm self-sabotaging. And so I use those group programs to get as far as I could with the awesome strategy and sort of the surface level stuff. But when it came to like designing that next level of business around what I call the three P's, your personality, passions, and preferences, I was never going to get that from a group program. I was never going to do the deep work. It just, it just, it's not how they're built. You know?
What I think is really funny is that I love that you had the awareness, and maybe you only have it now, but like, this is what I'm going to get out of this program. This is what I got out of it. It served its purpose. Okay, but here's what I need, and here's how I can find it from something else. I feel like so many of our students think that they can get one-off strategy, quick action steps, a game plan, an action plan, whatever you want to call it, from a program and like ours or anyone else's, and also think they can get that personal deep connection relationship to help them move from this mindset to this mindset. And I really wish that this conversation was had a lot more, because I think that a lot of course providers or educational providers say that they are the same person who can provide you both of those same results.
Yes.
And I think that doesn't really exist as much as people think that it does.
I agree.
So for us, I think in terms of courses, what you're going to see inside, I definitely know we have been historically known to make people break down and cry.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of mindset work and a lot of things we refer to as therapy inside of our courses. But you have to remember that we're recording those things in advance. So it's not an individualized conversation. And it's based not just on our experience, but it's based on the group as a whole, like what trends, what we're seeing across the board. Whereas I feel like sometimes you really just need that individualized attention, but that doesn't necessarily, it doesn't serve the same purpose. Like in our course, like you're, you don't necessarily need individualized attention to learn the technical side of thing or the marketing strategy, but you may need individualized attention to get into the mindset work around what it is that you're doing or to really take things to the next level. I think you can get pretty far with courses in terms of cash and consistency. But when you want to bump it up a level, that's when I think it's important to ask for help. And I know because I am so cheap, y'all know me, I was afraid to ask for help. And I waited a lot longer than I would have liked to invest in something like coaching or even a more personalized group program where there's limited number of seats and you get more handholding.
Yeah, I think looking back, I mean, the same was definitely true for me because my first business, I was so proud. I was like, I'm going to do this all on my own and I'm going to do it for free because if I do that, that will finally mean that I approve of myself and that I'm smart, right? Yeah. I mean, I knew I was smart, but I obviously felt like I had something to prove.
Right.
And that got me as far
as... Who are you proving it to anyway? Like, it's so annoying. Like, it's all so...
It's so obnoxious. And it never ends until you do the deep work, right?
Right.
But like, I think that you're right. I mean, to your point, your whole course, Strategy Academy, it's so well named. The strategies that you learn inside plus starting to learn to think like a successful entrepreneur, right? Those things serve you so well. And so when you get to a point where you're procrastinating, even though you have every lesson under the sun out there for you, and you're not showing up to the calls, and you're not showing up for the things anymore, and you're hiding out, that means there's something else going on.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
You're being a perfectionist about launching that website you just learned how to create in a weekend.
Yeah.
You know, any of those things, like it's never an issue of not being capable.
Yep.
You know, if you're listening to this, you're obviously capable. You're a high achiever, right? Like you have these big dreams. But sometimes it takes someone who's going to come right alongside you, hold your hand and kick your butt, check on you and help you work through that stuff in order to actually move forward beyond where you've gotten yourself so far.
Right. Well, and I've noticed like two trends happening in our audience that y'all are – one of these things, or God forbid, you're both of these things. And I think
Abby's both and I'm one.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. So you're either an overachiever or a perfectionist, or you're both. And if you're both, I think you have the most mindset hurdles to cross while you are probably the most capable.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is frustrating.
That's so fascinating because to a T, every high achiever that I have ever met or worked with struggles with self-doubt and is so capable. But like the people sitting on the couch smoking and watching Netflix all day and all night, they're not worried about whether or not they're worthwhile. You know what I mean? Like they don't know.
Yeah. No. Emily has not that she's never doubted herself. But she definitely doubts herself. She doesn't let it show like I let it show, but she's able to get over that hurdle a lot better. I think the overachievers are more apt to move on. Like if you succeeded in school, if you did well with structure, then you tend to do well in an entrepreneurial environment where you have to be self-motivated. But the perfectionists, if you're just a perfectionist, I find that you stay in the early stages of business much longer than you need to.
Redesigning your website, changing your logo, changing what your email format looks like before you have one subscriber, like all of these things.
But here's also
what's really funny. So I downloaded this app called The Pattern. Have you guys heard of it or looked at it?
No. Okay. Tell me more things.
It's really cool. Okay. So it's free, first of all, which I really love. When you sign up for it, you put in your birth date and the time that you were born. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of woo-woo. Mm-hmm. I did definitely text my mom, "Mom, what time was I born?" And she knows exactly to the minute, as moms do.
I'm pretty sure it was 6:32 p.m.
Yeah. So mine was in the a.m. Mine's 6:34 a.m. So
she told me my time, you put in all this stuff. And so basically based on that, it's like, here's your pattern of your thought process, your behaviors, how things affect you, all of these things. So it sends me like a daily kind of window of like the next 3 to 5 days, here's what maybe is going to be going on in your world. It's amazing.
Is it based on human design or is it based on something else?
It sounds like astrology. Is it not?
Okay. Yeah. I entered in literally nothing more than my birth date and my birth time. So that's the only thing it's going off of. And it knows I'm a lady because you can say it that or you can do non-gendered advice. But so the one I got today, which I think is really interesting because it's been really on point for a lot of stuff lately. And I mean, some of the stuff we like make it mean what we want it to mean. But I think,
oh, totally.
Right. But this is really helpful in this conversation. So as talking about overachievers, which is what Christine identified, it's what we all identify as. Abby's both a perfectionist and an overachiever. There are times, though, where we self-sabotage, even as overachievers, and we come to a halt and we want to stop stuff. So this is the one I got today. It says, you might be perceived as obsessive or overly critical, like you don't know me app, but that's not how you view it. You just see where things could be improved. But be careful you don't go too far in maintaining your routines or becoming a workaholic. If you find yourself obsessing over every detail to a point where nothing makes the cut, then this is a sign you're off track. Let go of any compulsive behavior. How does that feel? Been there? Done that?
I love that Christine had a bigger reaction than me because you guys don't necessarily know Christine as well as we know Christine, but Christine is way more like Emily than I am. And I was like, eh, it kind of hit me. But Christine's like, I'm losing my shit in the corner. Guys, like the cool part, which I don't think y'all realize, is if you're willing to get over yourself just enough to pay for things you maybe are uncomfortable with investing in, you have access to the next level. I'm not saying you always have to pay to get to the next level, but in my experience, I had to pay someone to push me.
Yes, always. I think that there's something about, I believe it's human nature.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That we value what we pay for.
Right.
Right? And for me, if I don't have skin in the game of my own life, mm-hmm. I'm not going to do it.
No.
Right.
You know, we have access to all of the information in all of the world that we can never consume and all the statistics we've heard about how much more we have access to than our ancestors. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't stop us from procrastinating.
No.
It doesn't stop us from, you know, sitting around and feeling so overwhelmed that we never do anything about it. So like, what is going to change mm-hmm. if you beat yourself up enough and told yourself you're bad and wrong and made your to-do list longer and longer and longer every single day mm-hmm. for years? Mm-hmm. The only thing that's going to help you change is if it gets a little painful or you become a little more accountable. Mm-hmm. And the way to do that is not to ask somebody else who's your best friend who's also a procrastinator to make mm-hmm. you accountable. Mm-hmm. It's to pay for it mm-hmm. because you will show up as a person who paid to yep. get that result, and then therefore you yep. don't get that result.
When I'm talking, mm-hmm. we invested so much money.
Let me put it in perspective. Last year, the amount we paid for coaching was more than my entire salary my first year working. Mm. I about had a heart attack. Okay. I am not saying you guys need to go quite that level, but like, first of all, Christine's for hire, guys.
Side note.
And I seriously just wish someone had told me to do it before I was ready, because I waited for so long to let someone in, and mm-hmm. I regret it. Like, truly, I've watched people in this industry leapfrog ahead of me. You're a child. Like, I know. Like, seriously, I love everyone. Don't take this the wrong way. But like, I have the same self-doubt and the same like struggles and the same whatever. It's just different. At every level of business, it's different, but it's the same. So if you're sitting over here like questioning everything, you best believe I'm sitting over here questioning everything. Yes. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's just a little different. And I wish I had had someone in my corner sooner to tell me that I could do this and to be that like positive like source. Because I think sometimes, especially, I don't know y'all's individualized experience, but sometimes doing this and like going against the grain of what your friends and your family are doing to provide, it can feel really lonely. Like even if you have friends in this industry, mm-hmm. if you're the only one in your family who works from home, mm-hmm. they will say things to you that unconsciously put you down and the way you work down. And like the fact that like-
I think especially at the beginning.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Until they see you like do things that surprise them, which the fact that you have
well,
to-
Well, even then, if you complain about it, this is what I have found. Yeah. Like we're in it, as always, a season of growing and learning and strategizing, restructuring and all of the things. But if I like complain at all about it to the wrong people in my life, their first response is like, well, just go get a regular job then.
Yep.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, stop yeah. it. I want to look and feel my best in my own skin. With Oak Essentials, my skin stays hydrated and glowy, no makeup required. Get a simplified skincare routine that boosts collagen production and leaves you with beautiful, healthy skin. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com and get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. The moisture-rich balm felt like instant relief for my dry skin. It felt like a facial at a high-end spa. I also snagged the Awaken body wash. It contains lavender oil. Lavender oil soothes skin with calming properties. Most soap leaves my skin feeling dry, but with Awaken body wash, it's hydrated and smooth. If you're already obsessed with the best-selling moisture-rich balm, the moisture-rich body balm is the same intense moisture you know and love, formulated for a full body glow. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com. Get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at oakessentials.com. Promo code BOSSPROJECT15. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire. We've had to weed through hundreds of applications in the past. We could have saved so much time if we'd used Indeed. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So like investing in the people who understand that your goals aren't wild and unattainable. And that sometimes there's just barriers inside of our brains that we have to break down first. Mm-hmm. So Christine, I want to hear about from people who, you know, maybe have only done group mm-hmm. programs before or expected a strategic course to give them really intense coaching. How is it actually different when you're working one-on-one with someone?
Well, I think that the biggest difference is that it's a totally individualized, totally customized plan and support based around exactly where you are. I mean, the very nature of a group program or a course is that it needs to be developed in such a way to serve a larger number of people, right? Yeah. You roll out things, you have themes or content every week or every month or whatever the case may be. And that is the way that you can deliver information to whatever size the group is. Whereas with one-on-one, you get met exactly where you are and it flexes and grows with you. So if you start 1 week and the next week something happens, you get laid off, or you want to talk through what it might look like to get a different job while you're building your side hustle, like that's all available for you, right? Mm-hmm. Or if you find out you love one thing and it's not the thing that they're teaching on that week in the group course, you're not allowed to ask a question about it, whatever the case may be, you are totally free to have somebody who's an expert in what you're learning design something completely based on where you are at that moment and support mm-hmm. you and only you day in and day out. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds brilliant. I don't know why it's such a foreign concept. We do this in so many other areas of our life. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, when it comes to business, I feel like although I will be the first to admit that most of your business problems are not all that unique, we do go through them at different times, and we do go through them at different stages and in different intensities. And we obviously have outside influences, whether that be good, bad, or indifferent, that affect where we're at. I just remember specifically when Emily started going through the adoption process, like theoretically, our business wouldn't necessarily change. It had to change. Like almost everything about it, it had to change when we were going through that process. Being prepared in advance, like knowing when things were coming up, like it was just totally different. So I realized that I think while we like to think that, you know, I'm not that different than you, like your life circumstances will change so much of what's going on in your head that it'd be really nice to have individualized attention sometimes.
Well, and I think what happens, because I know I made this mistake and I see some of our students who have made this mistake. And so I think it's something a lot of us do that we don't even maybe realize that we're doing. We invest in something, enroll in something, sign up for something, whatever it may be, expecting us to provide us the thing that it is literally not capable of providing us. And we do it often. I did it at the very beginning of my business. So I invested in one-on-one coaching with one person. It was just me and one person when I could have bought a course and learned the exact same thing. We have people who buy courses and expect it to give them the benefit that one-on-one coaching provides, or even a group coaching, specifically coaching program. And so I think if there's any real takeaway that I want you to kind of sit and think about is, because I've seen the question pop up so many times in our larger communities of, I think I need a coach, or I might need a course, or I'm not really sure what's going to help me with my problem. Really, really sit and unpack, like, what is the one tangible thing that you could really take away that you need right now, that you need next in order to do whatever it is that you want to do? And I think if we're looking at just these three categories, whether it's a course or one-on-one or group, and there's obviously other things, like you could get something from this podcast or you could get something from a blog post or whatever. But I think really, really being honest, super honest with yourself about what you are going into that investment hoping to get out of it, and ask yourself, is that investment set up to provide you that result?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you feel like a lot of your clients, Christine, have done that, like spent that money expecting different results in your having to like reframe, or where are their heads at?
It's a really good question. I mean, I think a lot of it depends on, as you just said, like the conversation that we have going in about what's possible. Mm-hmm. Because what I hear a lot of the time is people coming in with some kind of frustration, not having gotten what they wanted out of a group.
Yeah.
Or out of a course.
Yeah.
And nothing wrong with either of those. And the marketing behind them can sometimes sound like too good to be true, but they tend to be more one size fits all because they have to be. Mm-hmm. So if somebody who's created a course, for instance, or a group program, let's say the way that they became successful was that they blew up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. The only thing they know how to teach in their group program or their course is how to build a business being successful on YouTube. Mm-hmm. What if that's not the right strategy for the person who takes the course? Mm-hmm. I literally just had a conversation with somebody around this who took a massive group program, went all in implementing it, treated it like it was going to be her $1 million idea, and it completely flopped, and she was completely devastated. Mm-hmm. Like, could not have gone worse. And I won't name any names, but as we unpacked it, it was clear that this strategy just wasn't the right one for her, her business, mm-hmm. the way she wanted to run things, the numbers she had in her business, all of it. Mm-hmm. And I felt terrible for her because I've been there. We've all been there.
Yeah.
We go all in on implementing something. But I said to her, like, you need something that's built around you mm-hmm. rather than somebody who's done one thing and says, this is the way everyone else should do it.
Right.
So those are the two things you need to ask yourself is, am I confident if I'm thinking about a group program, a course, or one-on-one, am I confident that I'm either going in on the one strategy I already know is perfect for me and the way I like to work and what I want my business to look like, mm-hmm. or do I need some help sorting out what those things are based yep. on my personality, what I want my hours to look like, how I want to serve my people? Do I have any idea what those things are?
Yeah.
In that case, it makes a whole lot more sense to have someone help you get clarity on that.
Yeah. Instead. Well, and that's why we have an entire section in our training where we ask our people listening, what kind of person do you want to be as you're building your business? Mm-hmm. Because the strategies, you know, like you said, there's Google, there's Pinterest. Like, we're not teaching rocket science here. Like, it's not brand new information, but we do deliver it in a unique way. We break it down for people who can understand it better. But I think more importantly, and the question to really ask yourself is the person I'm learning from, and I'm talking specifically about courses, but I think you could also do the same vetting process for your coach. Is the person I'm learning from, did they do the thing the way that I want to do it? Were they able to be the person that I also want to be while getting those same results? So like a lot of stuff that we always talk about, and we had these philosophies from day one before we started our business is, you know, we want to have our nights and weekends. We want to have our time with family. We want to raise families. We want to eat well. We want to prioritize self-care. We want to do all these things. We didn't just want to do them. It was like, yeah, don't call me anymore. I'm watching Netflix. Like this is not one of those, like, I'm going to stay up till 4 a.m. every single night doing stuff to make this dream work. And so we entice other people who want to be that same type of person yep. while they're building a business, because those are the things that we believe in and that we prioritize. And so our strategies are around that too. It's not about hustling your face off or sacrificing your friends and family, your health, and all of these things. Yep. And so I think, like, at the end of the day, when you're looking at courses, like, who do I want to learn Instagram from, or building a website, or marketing, or whatever it is, really, truly ask your person, is that person living not necessarily the life right now, but are they the type of person as they were building their business that you also want to be?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I love that you brought that up, because I think that's a value the three of us share in common and that I get to see behind the scenes that you all actually live, right? Yeah. You all are great and boundaried with your time and have plenty of time for the other things that you want to do. Mm-hmm. I think they call that being a life first entrepreneur.
Ooh.
And
but really,
it's a choice, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of things I put before this business.
Well, and I think that's surprising to so many, is you would be shocked how far you are capable of getting and still holding true to those values.
Yes.
I think so often our industry paints a picture that, like, you may be able to get here, but you absolutely cannot get here without changing this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no.
So, yeah, you all are living proof. And that, I love that that's exactly what you teach people from the ground up. I mean, yeah. It's such a great opportunity to learn from people who've been there and done that, mm-hmm. exactly how you all did it, right? Yeah. Inside Strategy Academy. Well,
here's what I will tell you, though, is if you are a person built on those values and you try to go against them thinking that it will get you there faster, I'll tell you right now, as someone who has valued those things forever mm-hmm. and has also tried to go against them on more than one occasion, mm-hmm. whenever I do that, I go backwards.
Yep. Yep.
My business goes backwards.
I worked more than we could get to this level. If I put off browsing Target, and I literally haven't gotten groceries. This isn't because of work, but because we've been out of town and all the things, but like not prioritizing the stuff that makes me happy and makes my family run and myself run, it is not going to help get this train any further in that station.
Mm-hmm. No.
And I'm a firm believer that if your top priority remains your top priority mm-hmm. and you treat it with the respect it deserves, it raises everything. Like the mm-hmm. tide raises all boats. Like, I feel like not that you guys need to hear about it one more time, but I'm just really freaking proud of myself. Like, I put so much time and attention to caring about my health first this year. And if you know anything about my history, it's because it sucked before.
It's because it sucked.
Like, not because I'm like, oh, I just want to lose 10 pounds. Not that that's not a valid thing, but like, I had gone through so much and I got it on track and it's still a work in progress and I'm a constant work in progress. But because I've done that, I feel like other things in my life have also gotten easier.
Mm-hmm. You probably feel like you could do anything, right? Like you did this thing that was the most important thing to you.
Yeah. Right.
And it put
I feel better in every aspect of my life.
Yes. And this is so countercultural, if you will look around, to so many of the messages we get from the biggest entrepreneurs out there, the big names, mostly men, who we all know are screaming hustle and grind,
like,
and
literally scream.
Yeah.
Literally
sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And you can try that. And I've tried it. And I think both of you
have tried it. But if that's your value set, then maybe that makes sense. I was raised in a very quiet, calm household.
Mm-hmm.
You're very passive aggressive. Like,
yeah. Good Midwesterners.
Yeah. Solid Midwesterners.
Hello.
What kindness you'll ever meet.
To your face.
But like, you know, maybe if I had grown up in Boston, my life would be different on purpose. And that's okay. And I think so much of this is geographical, social, economical, all of the things. My point really is that wherever you're at right now, I mean, DM me. We will figure it out. We will figure out, is your next step a course? Mm-hmm. Is your next step one-on-one coaching? Do you need something, some kind of group? Do you need
to go to therapy?
Yeah. I was like, do you need a psychologist or a psychiatrist?
Do you need some antidepressants?
Do you just need
all legit options? Yes.
Like, I want to work this out with you because I feel like I didn't necessarily have that person I could bounce off of. It makes me sad because, and I've done all of them. So let's just all say that first. Mm-hmm. I have been to all of those locations and I know what value they can bring. And
we won't suggest our course every time, we promise.
No.
Totally.
Because it doesn't always make sense.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes I'm like, you need something else. And that is okay.
Yeah.
Like, you need to have a different priority and that's okay. And I think that people are saying their solution is the only solution or the end all be all solution.
They're all of them are wrong.
Arrogant, or they're just doing it out of fear. Like, mm-hmm. I won't have enough if I don't tell everyone that my solution's the only one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. Like, what I love, you guys to take Strategy Academy? Yes. Would I love for you to work with Christine? Yes. Are there going to be situations where neither option is the right option for you?
Yes. Of course.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this on the backs of, like, this episode is coming out right before we're launching. Like,
right.
I'm saying this because I value you make the right decision for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That is being of service, right? That is being in it for the right reasons, because you care about your peeps and you want them to make the right decision, not just buy your stuff.
Yep, 100%. I will give you some action steps before we go, though. We are going to wrap this up. If you aren't following us over on Instagram, please do that. We are sharing behind the scenes on our stories. Like, that is where we're hanging out over at Boss Project. We're sharing days in the life often, breakdowns of meetings and decisions and whatever. And there's a lot of decisions that are coming to, like, where we're able finally to talk about it coming up, like, right now and soon. If you want to hear things that are just because you're nosy and you want to learn stuff, like, that's the reason why you should follow us. We have some really cool opportunities coming up as well. Christine has a bunch of stuff going on. Your book is amazing. Your working with you is amazing. Knowing you as a person is amazing. So where can people, like, keep learning from you and hanging out with you?
Yeah, you are welcome to follow me on Instagram as well while you're over there.
Yeah.
I'm at LifeWPassion, and you are welcome to DM me as well. You can grab a free chapter of the book while you're there too.
Nice. Thank you, Christine, so much for being here again. We love chatting with you always.
Thank you for having me. I loved it.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.